This is Camera Roll 87 and Sound Roll 87, sitting on the porch.
No, I always like summer best. There's nothing any beautiful in the world than the summers in Vermont. And winters can be pretty hard sometimes. I don't think you haven't seen a good old-fashioned winter. When you do, you'll change your mind about the winters. When you get about 6 feet of snow, when it gets down to 40 below zero, and you can tell it then you've seen a winter.
We have to take a slate. Does anything get the bomb? Super loud. Like this?
Okay. I've seen it from here to the corner after a good old-fashioned snowstorm with 6 feet of snow on the road and hard crust. You could go right down over the top of it and not sink in. It'd be that crusty.
Mm-hmm.
And we shoveled it lots of times from here clear to the corner. The whole way, right enough for horses. Well, that's what you call a really old-fashioned winter. And night after night, it'd be around 28, 30 below. Used to call 10 below good working weather. And now you won't even see a tomcat out. Yeah, they didn't think nothing about 10 degrees below zero to go out and chop in the woods.
I remember you told me about the job at 40 below.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about that again?
Yeah, I can't tell what year it was. 33, I think. 33 or 34. And working on a WPA job. I had 3 days. That's all I got all winter. 3 days with horses. And in the morning at 5 o'clock, at East Barry Dams was 55 below zero, and a driving wind. And we worked 3 days with a horse's blanket and wore overcoats. And I got just 3 days, because there wouldn't nobody else come out with the horses. And that's a pretty hard job when it's that cold.
I'm surprised the horses can work, let alone a man.
Oh, she take it all right. But we flat a lot of the horses, and we wore blankets all day on the horses, just same as we wore our coats. No, they didn't seem to mind it too bad. When you get home at night with those pair of black horses, they were just as white as snow. They'd steam up, and it would freeze, the ice freeze right onto them. It'd be just as white.
Did you stay up there during that job?
No, drove back and forth from here to, where Raymond's live.
Yeah?
Big farm. Up there, drove back and forth night and morning. Used to have to leave here about 5:45 in the morning and get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then work all day and then drive home.
I was telling Arthur that you sometimes had some pretty good dreams. You had any lately, Ken?
No, I've been sleeping pretty hard lately. Yeah, you have some old carcass sometimes.
The ones that you tell me about where it seemed real and you grab onto the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I dreamed I was going across that big bridge. It was made out of vines, and I got out in the middle, and the vines began to break. And I grabbed Helen, held on to her, held on to the bottom of the bed, keep from falling down through the bridge, and I woke up. I was hanging out at the bottom of the bed. I don't know, probably seen that in a picture somewhere, that bridge. It was made out of vines, and the vines was breaking off, and I was getting ready to go down through that bridge. Yeah, I have some old crockers sometimes.
Yeah, they say you can pick that up from a movie or from the TV.
Yeah.
You used to go to see films here in town?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to walk from here down to the village, see a moving picture, and then walk clear home. That's way back when there was the silent pictures. Oh, couldn't miss a picture. We'd have to choose a little money out of a dad to go to pictures. We'd get to see that picture anyway. They had continued pictures then, just same as you do now. You got to go and see that picture. We most always got to go to the pictures, one way or another.
What'd they have, and how much did it cost?
Well, I think about 20 cents at that time. I think kids got in for a dime, and grown people for 20 cents.
Any of those movies you remember?
Oh, they used to have Charlie Chaplin on. And that was the main attraction. Then they had these Western pictures on. Remember way back when they used to have Jack Hoxie and... Oh, I forgot what the other one's name was. Thomas Meagan. That's way before your day.
Yeah. I only go back to World War II and the close of it. 1945. It's not very long ago.
No.
You were just getting home then, I guess.
Yeah, I come home in the fall of 45, November. Yeah, went out of here in July, and I come back twice on furlough. Then I didn't come back. I went in 42 and come back in 45. About 40 months.
It's a big chunk.
Yeah. Long ways.
Well, Italy is, I've never been there.
You ain't missed too much.
Especially during the war, I imagine.
Yeah, I had a woman tell me she'd give most anything if she'd get over to Rome. I said, God, I wished I'd known it. You've gone over to my place. I said, I've been there 5 times. I didn't see anything about Rome that I cared about. Oh, she would give most anything if she could go to Rome. Only thing I ever done in Rome is get drunk. I don't care too much for that country over there. Oh, there's places, it's nice, but they're pretty few.
Well, you saw it during wartime. Maybe you'd feel different today. Who knows?
Oh, probably. But even in peacetime, it must be kind of tough over there.
Yeah.
Take the city of Naples alone. That's a rotten hole. And it must have been a rotten hole in peacetime. It couldn't help from being.
I remember we were coming up from the sugar house once with Suzanne, and she was asking if when you were drafted that you felt it was your place to go.
Yeah.
I mean, like most men probably did, and How did that happen? I mean, war broke out and you knew there was a war, and then a notice came in the mail.
They'd been fighting for a couple of years then, you know. It's the same as anybody. They fight for their own country. I don't think too much of going into foreign countries and fighting somebody else's war, but their own war, to protect themselves. It's a poor man that won't go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a good country to live in, and it's a good country to fight for. But this other people's troubles, we should keep out of it. Same as your Vietnam business in Korea. We never should have been in there. They claim that they lost 50,000 in Vietnam. What did it all amount to? They're still fighting right over there now. I don't think that we should fight somebody else's wars. You take in the Second World War. If we hadn't gone in there, they'd been here. They would have been here. They put in there, got here as it was.
That was, I know, that was a war you could believe in, because it was... Oh. Yeah.
It's a wonder.
Mr. Slate.
Yeah.
It is. The way they were doing this. Help their own people. Help their own country. Keep a damn nose out of somebody else's business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what? I'm not doing Kennedy's commercials.
No?
Talk about politicians.
Well, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, it fell through, and it fell through because they didn't have the money.
Yeah.
I talked to him today, and he said, because Arthur was going to do it Saturday and Sunday. He came up, and we could film here and then go there, and he'd only make one trip, but they're not doing it. He figures he'll win the primary anyway, and he'll save all of his money to try to beat Salmon, but I'm glad to be out of it, I'll tell you.
Well, you're still going to be able to hang on to what you...
I'll get money for what I spent. I won't make anything, but it's just as well. Because...